From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad and Tobago's trade unions prepare for their first major challenge to the Manning administration. Haiti risks an international embargo as it continues to stall UN negotiations. And Holland seeks to give its Caribbean dependencies greater status in the European community. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Tomorrow is to be a day of massive industrial protest in Trinidad and Tobago. The major trade unions are to demonstrate against structural adjustment policies being adopted by the PNM government of Prime Minister Patrick Manning. The unions are predicting large-scale retrenchment as a result of the measures. Another bone of contention is a government decision to defer payment of salary increases to public servants. Tony Fraser examines what the demonstrations could mean for the various sectors involved.
For some time now, the trade unions have been building for a show of strength. They have calculated that only a clear indication that they have large numbers of workers on their side will influence government policy. The government seems willing to play the game. Minister with responsibility for the public service, Gordon Draper, earlier this week telegraphed the government's strategy, saying, "We are waiting to see what will come of the demonstration." The unions have found themselves on the back foot since the adoption by the previous government of austerity measures coming out of agreements with the World Bank and the IMF. Union membership has dwindled significantly as thousands of workers have found themselves without jobs or in non-unionized employment, for which they have been grateful in an environment running with an unemployment rate at 22 to 25%. The union's badgering of the previous government proved futile. 1991 and the election of a PNM government, historically more open to the suasion of labor, has not brought change favorable to the unions. In fact, the unions are now contending that the PNM is simply implementing and seeming to do so with a great passion all of the structural adjustment policies of the NAR. What's more, the unions are saying that the government is treating them with disregard and contempt. President General of the National Trade Union Center, Errol MacLeod, notes, while the government has established an interministerial team to discuss matters with the unions, the finance minister is talking about retrenchment in the public utilities. For his part, the finance minister has responded to the union's clamor for a deferment of external debt payment in favor of meeting the debt to public servants by saying that a small country has no such options. The size, character, and volume of tomorrow's demonstration could significantly influence what's going to happen over the coming weeks and months. As of now, the sides seem headed for a clash. Tony Fraser for BBC Caribbean Report.
A naval blockade of Haiti could be the final result of continued stalling of negotiations by the country's de facto regime. Analysts looking at the Haitian crisis say United Nations envoy Dante Caputo is being increasingly pushed in the direction of the harder options. Given Mr. Caputo's failure to get agreement on the UN proposal for a multinational observer force in Haiti, I asked David Adams, the BBC correspondent in Miami, what options are now open to the UN envoy.
He could sit down in New York and talk it over with the Americans and try and go back once more with maybe some added leverage. It's possible that one might see a debate in the United Nations about widening the economic embargo against Haiti, which is currently an OAS embargo. It's possible they might try and extend the embargo also to covering oil supplies. It's an idea that the Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney has supported in the past, and it would be the most effective measure in certainly in putting pressure on the Haitian government to change its current position. I think it's still, on the other hand, more likely that other diplomatic avenues will be pursued. I think that the United Nations was hoping that the Americans would use their considerable influence with the Haitian government and with the Haitian military to send a very clear message to Port-au-Prince for the Haitians to basically go along with anything the United Nations says. And that message doesn't seem to have got through. Either the message wasn't delivered in strong enough terms, and the Americans are underestimating Mr. Bazin's stubbornness, or Mr. Bazin is being held hostage by the military.
So is it becoming more likely that Mr. Caputo is going to go for the harder options, such as the naval blockade?
Well, certainly this latest development would shift the position in that direction. I think that Mr. Caputo and the Americans will try and do everything possible to avoid that, but if there's no other means, I think that's the only option they have left open to them. It would almost certainly guarantee the desired result, in the sense that the Haitians couldn't possibly resist that kind of pressure. The Haitian economy is already on its knees. If the embargo was widened to include all member states of the United Nations, that would cut off vital links that still exist today between Europe and Haiti.
David, Dante Caputo has been criticized for adopting too hard a line on his first visit. Well, what's your impression?
Well, I was, like many, struck by how strong his statements in New York were after his last visit. He was obviously delighted that there appeared to be some